I invite you to get comfortable sitting here on the side of the river. And it's a river or a stream or whatever size you need it to be. Depending on your state of mind today, you may need a very wide river to represent it. Or maybe you need a bubbling brook, a flowing stream. And this may change several times. You may find eddies, and you may find quick waters. Make sure that you're comfortable with your spine upright. As we watch the stream, in your imagination, you will notice other thoughts that want to come in. Let them and put them in the stream. That way, instead of fighting with our thoughts, we're just doing something a little bit different with them. I'm going to sit here with you today. And together, we'll just observe the manifestations of our mind. Remember, whatever thoughts come, no matter how repetitive they may be, just put them into the stream, let them flow past. They are simply thoughts, and they are not you who is sitting on the side of this riverbank. Whatever thoughts come to you in this moment, they are perfect for you in this moment. Your only task is to simply notice that they are a thought and put it into the stream. Let it flow past you. If you think it again, simply put it in the stream again, flowing past you again. Thoughts may be repetitive, but they are still not you who is sitting on the bank. You may find yourself distracted by a particular thought. And then that thought may lead to another thought, and you may forget that you are sitting on the bank rather than the thoughts themselves. And that is okay. This is too is part of the practice. Again and again, we remember we are simply sitting on the bank. The thoughts, our river, are flowing past. It may help to adjust the flow. Should there be eddies, should thoughts give the appearance and the feeling of being stuck, simply create faster water, a wider stream. Every time you remember that you are sitting on the bank is a victory. We are at our 5-minute mark. you're continuing, simply continue to sit here on the bank. This is your thought stream. It will look different than mine. It will look different day to day. It might already be looking different than the first minutes we sat here. You're doing great observing your thoughts. With this observation, by staying aware that our thoughts are indeed thoughts, we can be intentional about which thoughts we place. For instance, the stream that we're imagining, this riverbank that we're imagining, are things we're thinking on purpose. All of the thoughts that crop up, that come to us unbidden, are simply manifestations of our unconscious mind. Notice how the landscape before you contains both. Right now, you're thinking thoughts that you're having on purpose, the stream sitting here by its side, and other thoughts are popping in. Remember, this isn't a battle between conscious and unconscious. Both are existing. We're just learning to shape them. Remember, when you get distracted, you are doing nothing wrong. This is simply part of the practice of being human. We get distracted. We forget thoughts are thoughts. We're just practicing, remembering that we can sit on this bank and observe the thoughts moving past us. Remember, there are no wrong thoughts or right thoughts. There aren't good thoughts or bad thoughts. They are simply all part of your thought stream. We are at our 10-minute mark. This is just one way to get to know yourself. You may by now be observing that thoughts come as sentences, they might come as words, they might come as images. They might come as a symbol or something you recognize. You don't have to get distracted unpacking these thoughts. If there's an important meaning behind one of them, you don't have to forget that you are on the bank. Find it. The meaning too will be a thought that comes by. Not be distracted by these shiny, enticing looking thoughts. Remember that what we are observing in ourself is a combination of things that we have created intentionally and things that are manifesting out of our subconscious. And this can be a lovely dance. We decide to create our stream. Our mind creates a stream for us, but they will all look different. Some may be a river, some may be a brook. Others are changing. We can also throw thoughts into the river on purpose. Some of those thoughts moving by in the stream might be ones that we plant there intentionally. Things that we find beautiful. Messages to ourselves such as we are enough. I have enough. I am safe. And again, notice how these change the landscape, but they coexist along with the thoughts we can't control. Perhaps some you want to look at more often, and so you intentionally plant an I am enough orchid to sit by you on the river. But let's not get preoccupied. Remember, we're sitting here on the bank, watching these thoughts flow past. Eventually, even this bank, even this river, will be a thought that flows past. We are at our 15-minute mark. You may start noticing interesting thoughts. Stay here, simply observe. Let them flow past. Anything important you will remember. One of the trickiest things that we can do, or one of the trickiest things a thought can do, is tell us that we have to hold on to it. This idea, too, is simply a thought. Should you be floating away, feel the ground you're sitting on. If we get bored, remember that that idea that we're bored is a thought. Let it flow past. Your only job is to remember you're sitting on the bank. Observe the thoughts as they flow past, recognizing that they are thoughts. And use your imagination and your intention to shift the stream, shift the water flowing in front of you any way you need to, any way that serves you. This is your inner landscape. We've reached our 20-minute mark.